This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat that a whole lot of people in this economy still aren't back at work, it's nonetheless true that a whole lot of people, tens of millions of people, are at work. And if they're going to be kept safe on the job, there are some things that have to happen, one of which is testing at scale, of course, depending on the workplace. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports from the Workplace Culture Desk, there are some complications with that strategy.
If you caught the 2015 Dwayne The Rock Johnson disaster movie San Andreas, you've seen the work of location scout and manager Heather McLean, who helped figure out all those scenes of San Francisco streets crumbling under the force of a megaquake.
My actual job is, you know, where can we shoot these big scenes? Then you're getting bathrooms, you're doing, you know, how's the garbage getting picked up? Where's everybody parking? Where's everybody eating?
Now, in the midst of a real-life natural disaster that shut down the entertainment industry for months, she's finally back on set on an undisclosed indie feature shooting in rural California, and she's still a little shaken.
A lot of us are desperate to be back at work, but then you bring in all these major, major health concerns.
Film production has restarted across Hollywood under strict new regulations. On-site epidemiologists, masks, disinfectant fogging, and a whole lot of tests. McLean was tested several times before even arriving on location. Now in production, she's tested twice a week at a pop-up lab on set. Others closer to the actors are tested daily.
So they swab your nose, and then you don't really hear anything unless you're positive.
This kind of widespread, repeated testing can be very effective, says Dr. Rajay Batniji, the co-founder of the medical startup Collective Health. He stresses the aim is not to prevent any one individual, say the boss of the White House, from becoming infected.
But what they can do is break that chain of transmission so they don't have a workplace epidemic.
His company helps employers figure out who needs to be tested and how often. Clients include drug companies, universities, and tech firms. But he says employer testing hasn't caught on as widely as he'd hoped.
It's uncomfortable. It's new. The logistics can be complex.
And the average cost for the gold standard test is $100 a pop. Multiply that by several times a month or week for hundreds or thousands of employees, and it gets expensive fast.
At that point, particularly for a private employer where the shutdown probability is low, then they're not really going to make those investments.
Jonathan Kolstad is an expert on healthcare economics at UC Berkeley. He says most companies have done a simple cost-benefit analysis. If individual workers bring in a lot of revenue and are tough to replace, like, say, LeBron James, they'll get plenty of tests. But if an outbreak won't necessarily shut down business at, say, a warehouse or a factory where workers are easier to replace than NBA stars,
then that absolutely changes the calculus.
Which may be why we haven't seen much widespread surveillance testing for some of our most vulnerable workers. And this, says Kolstad, is the inherent problem with relying on the private sector to take care of the public good.
You know, we can't expect the C-suite to be epidemiologists.
And yet, we all lose out the more the virus spreads. Less than a week into filming, location manager Heather McLean says she's already been notified about a positive test among the crew. That sets off a chain of contact tracing and quarantine that can cause major delays, so everyone on set has to be extra careful.
We're all just so worried, like, if one person screws this up, the whole job goes down.
That didn't happen this time, but she knows how fast things can turn into disaster. Usually at the end of the first act. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.